Parents throughout the Washington, D.C. region woke up this morning with one essential question. Will my child be safe at school today? A day after the latest sniper attack left a 13-year-old boy critically wounded, public schools around the nation's capital responded. They beefed up police protection and locked down school buildings. Most outdoor activities and field trips were canceled.
Police have few leads to go on as they try to find the sniper behind 8 shootings and 6 deaths since last Wednesday. More on the investigation in a moment. First, NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports on how D.C. area parents are trying to protect their kids.
Nancy Ferristone's teenage daughter usually bikes to school. This morning, though, she rode with her mom right up to the front door of Eleanor Roosevelt High School in Prince George's County.
Abby, what are you forgetting?
Sitting in her car and with yesterday's shooting still fresh in her mind, Ferristone says she doesn't think schools, police, or a district-wide lockdown of school buildings can protect anyone from a madman with a high-powered rifle.
I mean, we have no idea who this guy is, what his pattern is, what's going to happen next. I'm not sure it's any safer for them to be driven to school than it is for them to walk or bike. I don't know, you know, whether they're in any more danger inside or outside the school. So I'm not, you know, they're trying their best, but I'm not sure that it makes much difference either way.
You're better off if you simply return to your normal everyday life, says Ferristone.
Parents are on edge as they drop their kids off at school this morning. Some are even escorting them personally to the front door, which you can well understand.
But with just about every car radio tuned to the latest news about the massive manhunt for the sniper who has terrorized suburban Washington, parents this morning were tense. Anna Nimbola, who lives just a 5-minute walk from Roosevelt High, did not allow her son to walk to school today.
Seeing police, I feel very good because all the police is around, you know. But I'm so nervous because I love my kids. I don't want anything to happen to them.
King to Conyers.
By 7 a.m., Principal Sylvester Conyers had his staff clutching walkie-talkies patrolling the school. A police cruiser idled near the main driveway. Conyers says he doesn't remember the last time he heard of a school district, let alone 4 or 5 school districts, all come under a code blue.
A system-wide code blue? No, we've never had that. We've never had that.
With nearly 3,000 students, Conyers set up classes in the library and auditorium, places that are considered more secure, easier to supervise.
That's what code blue means. Basically, it means that you basically try to secure all the entrances in the building and try to keep students within the building and try to provide a minimum amount of traffic outside.
A few miles away in neighboring Montgomery County, schools were also under code blue. At every school, police hovered and school security officers patrolled every entrance. After school, some students boarded vans and were shuttled to buses and subway stations to keep them off the streets. School officials aren't saying how long the extraordinary security measures will remain in place, and it's also hard to say just how long working parents will be able to walk or drive their children to school without worrying about being late to work. Today, many businesses were giving parents a little bit of time, time to hug and kiss their kids goodbye, time to help them feel safe, which is exactly what Silvio Silva did when he dropped off his daughter this morning.
I think for me and for my wife, we feel that we're giving her some kind of protection, even if it's not real, but she feels fine when I walk with her, giving her this kind of protection.
But in a world in which a sniper can strike any time from a distance, parents today seem to know deep down that no one is really safe. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.